It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see the change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, and good Friday, everybody. Delighted to have you here with us on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, 24 hours a day, praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, praying for you, your family, your city, your church, and your nation. So here we are, knowing that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. This broadcast is produced by Michael Schonborn, supported by those of you who pray with us. And today is a very special day. We have a young lady that's been nominated for a Grammy Award this year. And you hear her almost every day as worship music, backup music, background music here on BPN Radio. And Courtney Vandiver-Pierre will be with us, and we're going to be talking to her about her Grammy nomination and how she flows with the Holy Spirit. She's worked with Gene and I on several occasions, an incredible musician, and she plays the cello. You've heard her here on BPN Radio, and now we're going to put a voice to the music, and that's going to happen, and we're going to spend time praying today and listening to the voice. So we're going to practice listening to the Holy Spirit today. We'd like to remind you that this Sunday morning I'll be ministering at Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas, where Pastor Bob Nichols leads that great church. And you can have more information by going to Calvary Cathedral calvarycathedral.org, calvarycathedral.org, if you want to have get any more information about the church. So we'll see those people in Fort Worth on Sunday morning. So welcome to the broadcast today, and we're delighted to have you. And today is going to be such a very special broadcast as we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And we want to welcome cities and churches all across America that are praying with Breakout Prayer Network. And you too, your city can be a part, and your church can be a part. We have 950 churches represented on Breakout Prayer Network, and we have 676 cities across America. Believe in God for 1,000 cities. And so we want to welcome cities all across America. We want to welcome today, we want to welcome Mount Horeb, Wisconsin. We want to welcome Marshfield, Wisconsin. We want to welcome Sapphire, North Carolina, and Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We want to welcome Appleton, Wisconsin, and Murphy, North Carolina. We want to give a welcome to Port Angeles, Washington. And we also want to welcome Williamsburg, Virginia, and Apex, North Carolina. We want to send a welcome out to Fredericksburg, Virginia, Hayes, Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia. And we want to welcome Wethersfield, Vermont, Watertown, New York. We welcome Ogden, Utah today. And we welcome Santa Fe, New Mexico, as well as Carlsbad, New Mexico, West Columbia, Texas. We want to welcome, I've ministered there many times. We want to welcome Wayne, New Jersey, and Tatawa, New Jersey. We want to welcome today the Woodlands, Texas, Temple, Texas. And we also want to welcome Wayne, Nebraska, as well as Snook, Texas, and Sedalia, Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, Mansfield, Missouri, Saginaw, Texas. I want to welcome Rowlett, Texas, and Independence, Missouri. I want to welcome today Long Beach, Mississippi, Pflugerville, Texas, Odessa, Texas, and Walloon Lake, Michigan, as well as Niles, Michigan, Nederland, Texas. I want to welcome Nederland. I want to welcome Hagerstown, Maryland, on the broadcast today. I want to welcome Bridgeton, Maine, and Gotham, Gorham, Maine. We want to welcome McKinney, Texas, and Monroe, Louisiana, Folsom, Louisiana. We want to give a welcome today to Fredericksburg, Kentucky, and Haltom City, Texas. We want to welcome Independence, Kansas, as well as Fritch, Texas, and we want to give a welcome today to Council Bluffs, Iowa, and Indianapolis, Indiana. Euless, Texas is praying with us today, as well as Denton, Texas, and Olney, Illinois is praying with us, as well as Decatur, Illinois, and Chicago, Illinois. Woodstock, Georgia, want to welcome Woodstock, praying with us today. Want to welcome Beaumont, Texas, Winter Park, Florida. It's good to have praying with us today, Spring Hill, Tennessee, and Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome all tribes church there in Wagner, South Dakota. Welcome to Wagner, South Dakota, as well as Miller, South Dakota, Longwood, Florida, and Yardley, Pennsylvania. We welcome these churches all across America. And if your church is not represented, or your city is not represented, then you can go to letspray america.com, letspray america.com, or dalegentry.com. And there's a place to sign up, and you can put your name, your email address, and your city, or your church and city, or just your city. And we'll be recognizing you as a representative here on BPN Radio. So delighted to have you. And today we're welcoming the Holy Spirit into our broadcast today. And Father, we just come boldly into your presence this morning, this afternoon or tonight, depending on what time people are listening, declaring, God, you're our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We enter boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And on this Friday, we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, as we approach the Christmas season today, may we remember to say to those we come in contact with, Merry Christmas. It's more than a happy holiday. It's a Merry Christmas because, Father God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, born of a Virgin Mary in this holiday season, that we might have life and we might have life more abundantly. And so we pray the will of God be done in this prayer session today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And Father, we pray today for the church in Redondo Beach, California, where those people were hit by a drunk driver. And we pray for the families of those that were killed, and we pray for the injured today. Lord, we know that life is uncertain, but we know that eternal life is very certain, and we're so thankful today that we have you in our lives. So today is a day of listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And there are those of you that have read my book entitled God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish. And it's a prophetic book that you can get actually free of charge if you want to go to letsprayamerica.com and go to resources. You can download the book. You can read it online there. But most of you know that my prayer journey began in 1966. I've been a prayer leader this nation since 1967 when I started leading prayer. And started leading prayer all across America, around the world in 1985. But my prayer journey started with hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I wrote in my book, and we've got on the phone today Courtney, and the one that's playing the music right now, her and Clarence Grant, who's on the piano, Courtney on the cello. But you may I wrote in my book, you may not be called into full-time ministry or into the office of a prophet as I was, but you came to earth with a God assignment. While your race may be different, the steps to fulfill that call are the same for each of us. As I share how I learned to step over to the supernatural fulfillment of my call, you can apply the same steps to what God has called you to do. Don't make the mistake of thinking that all God assignments lead to the pulpit. Your life is a pulpit. Your testimony is a part of the greatest story ever told. God has a plan for your life that is unique, amazing, and transforming. However, your entire destiny hinges on having an ear to hear the voice. Exodus 21 says, when you buy a Hebrew slave, he will serve 6 years. The seventh year he goes free for nothing. But suppose the slave should say, I love my master, and I want my freedom. Then his master is to bring him to a doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl, a sign that he is a slave for life. If the slave really wanted to serve his master, the slave gave him his ear. The ear was the mark of a slave for life. In other words, once God has our ear, he has our life. You and I have the same option today. If we give our hearts and life, he will put his mark on our ear so that we hear the voice. And as we hear the voice, we lead the Spirit-led life because the voice speaks to us. The voice speaks to us. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that you know not of. So we're going to practice hearing the voice today. And once I begin to practice hearing the voice, God began to speak to me, and I begin to operate in the realm of the supernatural. I've been in ministry now for 48 years. But I first of all had to hear the voice. And we have to get quiet before the Lord. And once we get quiet before the Lord, then we can begin to hear His voice. We can begin to hear His voice. It becomes an amazing, amazing thing. So today we're going to get ourselves quiet before God, and we're going to hear the voice of the Lord. And here's a song from Courtney Vandenberg Pierre's new CD, Journey to Light. It's called Quiet Hearts, and we're going to be talking, visiting with Courtney today.
Your silence falls like rain upon our thirsty souls as we leave our busy lives behind. Your presence fills the emptiness, and as it does, we wonder at the simple peace we find. Quiet. Speak to quiet hearts. Quiet words you whisper in a still small voice. Quiet hearts, you come to quiet hearts, and in your perfect peace we can rejoice. For you can make your home in quiet hearts. Amazing how your truth can heal us from within. When we come and give ourselves to you, we find beauty for the ashes of our pain. Silence, love has made us move. Quiet hearts, you speak to quiet hearts. Quiet words you whisper in a still small
Okay, I have on the phone today here on BPN Radio, I have a special friend of Gene and I's, and her name is Courtney Vandenberg Pierre. And you probably have heard Courtney many times because she does a great portion of the backup music, the background music, the worship music for our daily broadcast. And I'm delighted to have you on today, Courtney. And before you come on, I just would like to introduce you, because I know you've had tremendous accomplishments in life, and you are a trained classical musician, playing the cello, an expert player. And you've been acclaimed by the Boston Globe as an expert player, the New Jersey Star Ledger, for your wonderful technique and creamy sound. You are a Houstonian, a native and you're a founding member of the self-conducted chamber orchestra, A Far Cry. And I know that you are being nominated for a Grammy Award this year. And I'm so excited about that. And you are dedicated, of course, to helping other young people learn music. You have been involved here in Austin High. And you recently was featured on the Houston Public Media and Classical 91.7 as a cello player in residence of the Texas New Music Ensemble. And I do know that you played on Billy Graham's My Hope campaign that was televised before millions across the United States and Canada. And your music can be heard regularly on iTunes and iHeartRadio. And I know that people wake up with your music, go to sleep with your music. And, of course, I've had the privilege of you working with me in ministry for the last couple of years. And you have a tremendous prophetic anointing. And so it's good to have you on BPN Radio today. Welcome, Courtney.
Thank you so much, Dale. I'm delighted to be on BPN with you.
Well, you are you and your husband, Sabata, are a tremendous blessing to our lives, tremendous friends. And you just are a young lady that, even though you're an incredibly accomplished musician, you have such an incredible anointing. And I know that the background music that I play, that people are able to get that CD, and we'll tell them about that. But you offer the background music for our prayer, and I love just to put your music on and pray with you. And I know that people are praying with you all around the world. And give us a little bit about what's happening in your life right now. I know that you're being nominated for a Grammy Award, and I know that you're up against some incredible musicians. And come February, we're going to be anxiously awaiting the results of your nomination. How did that come about?
Honestly, it goes to God. All glory goes to God. We had done this album back in the fall of 2013, and I really felt like this was a special project, especially in the classical world. Dreams and Prayers is the name of the album, and it came through different inspirations, but kind of combining music from Catholicism, music from Judaism, music from Sufism, and then actually the last piece was written by Ludwig von Beethoven, called the Heilige Dankesang. And it was a piece written for strings only as a prayer of thanksgiving to God because he had decided not to take his life. And what's amazing is in this music, you can really feel the Holy Spirit moving through it. So during the collaboration of Dreams and Prayers, I realized that this was a significant project and I really wanted to be involved in it, because I realized it was a divine project.
Wow, that is amazing. You've had an amazing journey. And what age were you when you started playing the cello?
I was 5 years old. I've been a Houston native, studied in Boston, and lived there for 11 years and moved back. But growing up, my parents took me to a Houston Symphony concert, and they were playing a piece called Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns. And when I heard the cello playing the swan, apparently I pointed to it and told my mom that I wanted that one. And literally a sound shifted the entire course of my destiny, and I realized I wanted to play that beautiful instrument.
But then you had a challenge when you were just a girl concerning your music career. What happened?
When I was 12, I had a cough and a lot of numbness and tingling in my feet and legs. At the time, they didn't know what was going on. But it turned out that I had Guillain-Barré syndrome, which actually led to a paralysis. And I was fighting for my life. The doctors had given me 3 days to live. It was right before my 13th birthday. And being in a family of faith, you learn very quickly that it doesn't matter how negative of a report the doctor has had, that you rely on God's report.
Yeah.
So even though the doctors told me I would never walk again, never play again, I had already been soloing with symphonies at that age. I realized that my life was held in God's hands and not man's hands. And so from that, I repeated eighth grade with my twin sister, which was kind of amazing. She decided to stay back a year with me. And in the course of doing eighth grade a second time in a row, she would go to my physical therapy as I literally learned how to take step by step, brush my hair again, write with a pen, both physical and occupational therapy, and then learn how to play the cello again, which was incredibly frustrating for me at the time because I had accomplished so much technically, and it was such a specific feeling of knowing how to do these things mentally, and yet your body wouldn't respond. So in a lot of ways, it taught me patience. But as a teacher, it then taught me how to break things down. It was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
So I was able to break it down physically for students.
Well, that is amazing. And you still work with a lot of students today, I know.
I do. I work with a lot of students, and I love, as a teacher, being someone that's able to inspire them and to push them. I like, as a teacher, that I can challenge them without telling them. but specifically in this season, I've been working with a lot of autistic children, and I take my music into the hospital beds for kids dealing with cancer. And I just love coming in there and completely just releasing the love of Jesus and light and hope and every good thing that we carry with him.
Wow. Well, that is amazing. And I know that you definitely have a servant's heart, and you love to serve people with your music. And it's amazing how that you operate in so many different worlds and different realms. I mean, being a part of the classical world, and yet you come into a church service, and the way that you flow in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and your prophetic anointing, you certainly have been blessed with so many talents and abilities, and that you always give glory to God. I was wanting to have you to share just a little bit about how you appeared on the Billy Graham special. I know that the last Billy Graham special that was televised, I know that several million people were watching, and you got to be a part of that. And how did that come about?
Well, again, it was all God. God knew what he was doing, so he's a lot better at orchestrating things than we ever could.
Yeah.
But before the Billy Graham special, I had done a CD project with Clarence Grant from Covenant Church of Pittsburgh. And that's the CD that a lot of people hear on BPN. Basically, I was doing ministry up in Pittsburgh, and there happened to be an individual sitting in the service that night. Her name was Lacey Sturm, who is one of the testimonies featured on Billy Graham's My Hope campaign. And as I was playing, she realized that she was going to do a song called The Mercy Tree, and she wanted to have me playing on there. So I literally got contacted while I was stuck in Nashville Airport, delayed for 8 hours, and she just told me that this was the song, this is what the project was, and she asked me to write the cello parts for it. So I did, and then I got flown out to North Carolina where we shot the music video, and the rest is history pretty much.
Wow.
But I realized that it was a moment in my time, you know, to use my gift of music to soften hearts and to be a real evangelist as people would hear the sound. There's something about hearing music as opposed to words that can bypass a lot of resistance.
Right.
So I realized that I just gave it to God, and I said, just please put salvation in my sound and let it go forth.
Well, I love that about you, Courtney, and I know that times I've had you just to bring your cello and just come up on the platform and start playing, and it's amazing how without any rehearsing at all that you can just play, and you are blessed. In fact, on this music, that the background music for the radio here, BPN Radio, the music that you and Clarence play was not rehearsed music, was it? It was just you just started playing and were being led by the Spirit. Am I correct in that?
You are absolutely correct. It was an amazing moment in time. I think that's the beautiful thing about when you really trust God. He actually knows what he's doing.
Yes.
So at the time, especially being a classical musician and having done a number of albums already, you know, there's a formality and you rehearse together and you brainstorm, and nothing like that ever happened. I had met Clarence briefly at a conference for about 10 minutes. And then about 6 months later, I was sitting in Covenant Church of Pittsburgh recording a live album in front of the church. And people were stunned watching this because Clarence and I had only met one time. There was no rehearsal.
Wow.
Everything came out was Holy Spirit. And
wow.
I think that's the beauty of it, but that's also the testimony of that God can and does a lot of times divinely orchestrate things, and we don't have to overthink it or get in the way. We just have to say yes.
And I agree. And this entire album was just the two of y'all sitting down and just flowing in the Holy Spirit. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Amazing.
Live audience.
Amazing, amazing. And I know I love this. I love this CD, and I'm so thankful that you're part of you and Sabata part of Gene and I's lives. And I'm so thankful that we get to listen to you almost every day here on BPN Radio. And of course there's two or three of those cuts that are extra special, but the whole album, the whole CD is just amazing. How can people contact you, Courtney? How can they get your music?
Well, it's available on a couple different sites. iTunes sells Journey to Light, as well as Amazon and CD Baby. And then on my actual CD cover, I've listed an email where people write in with their miracles and testimonies, which has been amazing. So you can write to myjourneytolight@gmail.com with your testimonies.
Okay, so the website is myjourneytolight.com?
No, it's sold. The website where you can buy Journey to Light is sold on iTunes,
okay,
Amazon, and CD Baby.
Oh, okay. And they can contact you again by what address?
If you would like to write in with your testimonies and miracles, please write in to myjourneytolight@gmail.com.
Oh, fantastic. And the name again of the CD is Journey to Light. And that's with
that's right.
Courtney and Clarence Grant, and it is amazing. And I would encourage everyone to get your own CD. I know that you have testimonies of people that listen to your music, testimonies from around the world. It's just amazing. You want to share one or two of those?
Sure. One of the most remarkable ones came from a woman who had been dealing with chronic pain in her spine for 16 years, and she had tried man-made interventions and different kinds of medicines, and it never worked. But she wrote in to say that every time she puts on the album, that the stress and the pain fall away each time. And this is after someone dealing with that chronic pain for 16 years. It's just remarkable. I get a lot also from people writing in about children that have been abused or traumatized, and that children will fall asleep and the trauma will break off of them as the music plays. When I was recently up in Austin at Cathedral of Praise, a little boy there told me that he calls it his goodnight music. He listens to it.
He listens to it
every night before bed. So it just, you know, this music is anointed. It's God's love song to his people. And it's for anybody that could use more peace in their life.
Oh, I agree. And so, Yeah, I concur. So everybody needs to have your Journey to Light CD, Journey to Light, Courtney Vandiver, Brera, and also Clarence Grant. So you need to purchase that. I love your music. I love your music. We love you. You're such a warm, cordial, approachable, lovely young lady. And when Gene and I, of course, think about you and we smile, you and Sabata, I want to thank you for being on almost every day of this broadcast, but we need to put a voice to a sound. So we're putting the sound of your voice to the sound of your music. And as soon as we close the interview here, we're going to have some worship music by you and let people pray. But first of all, why don't you say a prayer that maybe just come out of your heart? Maybe you want to say a prayer for people that want to be involved in music. And so many people love music, and yet they say, well, I just don't know if I could do that or not. And you might want to pray for anybody that's having a challenge. For the next couple of minutes, however you want to pray, Courtney, you just go for it.
Sure, I'd love to. So, God, I just thank you right now for every heart that's listening, every heart that needs to hear this, God. And, Lord, I just thank you that you would begin to train other people's hands and minds and hearts and mouths, God, to release your songs and your words, your declarations. God, I just give away the anointing that you've given to me. I give it away freely, and I ask that it would be multiplied to each person here that has a desire to worship you in spirit and truth. And we just take off every limitation that says it's too late, I can't do this, it's too hard. We just remove it right now in Jesus' name, and we just declare, God, that people will rise up. Lord, and we just speak a word of acceleration, God, that the skill would come to them. And anyone else that is needing peace in their lives, God, I just pray that they would take time, that you would just woo them to just come and sit before you, God, as you just pour your love on them and in their hearts, God. I just thank you for that right now. Anybody that's needing that, I thank you, Lord, that your sound, your love moves through this music, God. And it comforts your people. I thank you, God, that you love them so much and that they're never alone, that they're with you all the time. And I bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, and I declare that they can do it and that there are no limits in Jesus' name.
Courtney, thank you so very, very much for being on BPN Radio and your music that is heard each day. And we just speak a blessing over you and your husband, Sabata. All that you put your hand to do, and we'll be pulling for you in February during the Grammy Awards. God bless you for being on today.
God bless you too, Dale. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, what a delight it is today to have Courtney on the broadcast with us today. Hear her wonderful story, how God is blessing her, ministering to her. Remember, if you want to get CD of the music that you hear on BPN Radio, again, you can just go to Journey to Light. Journey to Light. Courtney and Clarence Grant just playing there in the spirit, and it's fantastic. And Courtney did not mention it on the interview, but she has a tremendous ministry to so many other people groups, and we're so thankful for her. Well, we're just going to play her music, and we're just going to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. We're going to have some quiet time right now, and we're going to just play music and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Why don't you just anoint your ears to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? As Courtney plays music, we're just going to listen to the Holy Spirit. Why don't you just take time just to pray? Just to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to talk to you about His will, plan, and purpose for your life. Would you do that? A little quiet heart, a little quiet time right now with Him. Can we just allow our spirits to get quiet here today? You're on BPN Radio as Courtney plays her music, and her and Clarence Grant just plays some worship music. Let me read a few verses from Song of Solomon, chapter 5. I know this is not a preaching broadcast or a teaching, but let me read these words. I slept, but my heart was awake. This is from the New Living Translation. I slept, but my heart was awake. When I heard my lover knocking and calling, open to me, my treasure, my darling, my dove, my perfect one, my head is drenched with dew, my hair with the dampness of the night. But I responded, I've taken off my robe. Should I get dressed again? I've washed my feet. Should I get them soiled? My lover tried to unlatch the door, and my heart was thrilled within me. I jumped up to open the door for my love, and my hands dripped with perfume. My fingers dripped with lovely myrrhs. I pulled back the boat, opened to my lover, but he was gone. My heart sank. I searched for him, but could not find him anywhere. I called to him, but there was no reply. The night watchmen found me. They made their rounds. They beat and bruised me and stripped me of my veil, those watchmen on the walls. You know, this is so reminiscent of how the Holy Spirit wants to meet with us. Here the person is called, the young woman is called to the garden, which represents a place of prayer. And they had sweet communion. But then the woman, in another season of her life, there's a knock comes at her door, but she's asleep. And she is asleep with natural sleep. She's asleep regarding other things in life. And there's a knock on the door, and her lover, the Holy Spirit, he wants her to get up and come and meet with him again at the place of prayer in the garden. But she said, I just can't do that. I've got so many things to do. The knock came, but finally she got up. She opens the door, but it was too late. There was other things going on, and so I know there's a cry today. A cry today. The Holy Spirit wants us to come aside and to pray with him and spend time with him. We're so busy. We're so busy, and when we finally get to it, we find that it's just too late. We're too late in the day. We've got too much on our mind, et cetera, et cetera. So we must spend time with the Holy Spirit. What's he want us to do? He wants us to come, enter that place, and shut the door so that he can speak to us. So while Courtney plays today, let's just spend some time with the Holy Spirit here on BPN Radio. Thank you. love you, Jesus. We are so thankful and so grateful here on BPN Radio to just spend some time listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. He desires to spend time with you. There is a major call to pray. And we are a force in the earth when we pray together. But our life becomes a force when we pray individually, when we find that secret place. So I'm encouraging you today, spend some time with the Holy Spirit. And while Courtney, who we've had on the broadcast today, while she plays, let's just spend time listening. You say, is this prayer? Yes, prayer is not just talking to God, but prayer is listening to God. And so let's just spend some time listening. He may want to speak to us. And if we don't hear anything, we're just practicing His presence. And who knows what He might say. So we're just praying today, listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. We love your presence. We love your presence, Holy Spirit. We love your presence. Why don't you just pray with me in the Spirit? If you have a prayer language, pray with me in the Spirit. If you don't have a prayer language, just pray in English. But you might not want to pray in the Spirit because you may not know exactly what to pray for. Today, as the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, but we pray with groanings and languages that our minds cannot comprehend. So we pray today, Ibisikabrote meshikabrote iramandalabre ete semendi Nemando rabaku rikime shabaliete leveriandalamandalabasur bakit rabashikarabaku Ho rimende siki bri kamadad nemendade bikit arabasut arabrande Mandre biriara briandre biriara brandre biriotre biriotre basur bete shikarabakat Tebri shikur mekaya to shigabakete. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father God. I love you, Holy Spirit. I love you, Holy Spirit. I love your presence. I love being with you. Lord, we intercede on behalf of our own lives. Your will be done in us. We intercede on behalf of our family, that there will be God generations developed in our family. Our homes will be houses of prayer, and our churches will be houses of prayer. And we will be a house of prayer, Lord. Your will be done today in each of us. We don't know what's best for us, Lord. But God, you do, you do, you do. So we just wait upon you now. Mandarabro terbishikur bikite. Ibishikamandur bikitarabaku terbishikarabikite. Holy Spirit, we commune with you. The prayer of communion. The prayer of communion today. Communing with you, Holy Spirit. Oh, we love you, Lord. Just spend time today with you, Holy Spirit. I know that we need to be saying more, maybe, than we're saying, but we're spending time listening to the voice, which is your voice, Lord. Listening to your voice. The Bible says in Psalms 29, the voice of the Lord is over the waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth. The voice of the Lord is powerful. And I want to tell you today that that voice not only spoke in days of old, but the voice still speaks today in a very personal way. And we hear that voice in our prayer times. Prayer helps develop our spiritual ears to hear sounds that we cannot hear with our physical our natural ears. Too many Christians go through an entire lifetime without ever hearing the voice. As a result, they're never able to reach their full potential in their life. They stumble through life instead of living life. 1 Corinthians 14, here's what it says. There are many voices in this world. Do you realize that on BPN radio that I compete with thousands of websites, millions of websites, millions of movies, and millions of books, and hundreds and hundreds of television channels, and texting and voicemail, and all of the other voices that are calling, come here, come here, let's do this, let's go there, let's make this. There are many voices that are calling out to you, according to 1 Corinthians 14. But there is a voice, and that is the voice of the Holy Spirit talking to us and calling to us today. And in that quiet place, with our hearts quiet before Him, we hear the voice knocking on our door and saying, would you come? Would you come and would you pray? I appreciate Courtney, Clarence Grant leading the worship music today, praying with them. And I'm so thankful to have you praying with me here on BPN Radio. And if you have a prayer request, remember, you just go to our website, bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And right at the bottom, you can submit your prayer request. Just double-click on that, fill it in, and send that request to our National Prayer Coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz. She has a team of men and women on the national prayer team that she will send your prayer request to daily, and they will be praying for you. If you would like to have a prayer center or like to register or like to register your prayer center, go to our website, bpnradio.com, and go down to the blue square that has the clouds in it, 1,000 BPN prayer centers. Click to register, and you can put your name as the prayer leader, the name of your city, and where the prayer center is located. If it's a private center, you can list that. We're believing for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities. If you'd like to support this broadcast with your finances, I know there's many calls for finances, but we believe we're a worthy cause with a worthy call. You can just go to bpnradio.com, and at the bottom, there's a place for you to donate. And you can use your PayPal or you can use your credit cards. Thank you so very, very much for being here on BPN Radio. What a delight it is to have you listening. And we are so thankful and we are so grateful.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.